All right, guys, welcome back to the Perpetual Podcast. My name is Owen McGregor, and today I am delighted to be joined by our ride coach and PT, Lou. Lou, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Well, it's good to be here. It's very good to be here.
Making his debut.
That's it, my very first podcast as well, so I'm, hope I'm not going to fumble it.
No, don't worry. Exactly. It's a very, very relaxed conversation. Yeah. So listen, Lou, tell us a little bit about yourself first before we kind of get into, I suppose, like, you know, you coaching here and where you work and stuff like that. Just give us a brief background in terms of yourself.
So, as Owen said, my name's Lou. I came here to Dublin now 3 years ago. Came from Germany. Yeah, reason why I came here... Long story short, relationship didn't work. amazing experience, definitely. Made a decision to actually stay here and not go back. And for me, like, so far, the best decision I ever made. Came into Perpetua, met loads of people, and been here now nearly 3 years as well.
Okay.
Which is crazy to think about, because I saw people come and go and come and go, and which is, well, still trying to realize it. But yeah, no, started in a corporate business as well, like 2.5 years ago. Started in a little IT company and was trying to balance fitness and corporate back and forth.
Mm.
Because obviously my background was always fitness and health.
Mm.
But I kind of got burnt out in Berlin because I did a bit too much.
Of course, yeah.
And just reached to the stage where I did a lot of PTing, a lot of classes over and over again. And
yeah.
Again, it was great money. But then that's where the point where you realize as well, like, money's not everything.
For sure.
Because again, that you reach the stage where you feel like, okay, your health is actually the most important thing. Because again, you can only make that much money, but you're not going to get the time back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So every day you spend just working, grinding. As much as people love to say that, it's obviously there is a point that you have to reach a point where you feel like, okay, like, what is it? Like, what's the purpose of it?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing it? And I didn't have that. So for me, it was just like, okay, I'm just trying to make money. I get good money. Where can I get more from?
Yeah.
And again, reaching the point where I felt like, oh shit, I'm getting all that money, but I'm not happy.
Yeah.
It's just like the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to move into a new country, going to start something completely different, trying a corporate business myself. And yeah, so started an IT company, realized really quick that that's not really it. But then I was like, okay, how can I find something where I can balance fitness and corporate?
Okay.
So I was like, okay, let me start into, give me a few classes in Perpetua and do the corporate life at the same time. At the start, it was very overwhelming to wake up at 3-4 every day. And then again, having a class in the morning, going over to work, coming back for another class.
Yeah.
And then back and forth. But I enjoyed it. It sounded weird as it sounds, like I enjoyed it because I felt like the purposeful part about it was able to help people, but not investing too much of me.
Yeah, okay, too much of your time. You could learn that from, obviously, from Berlin that time.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's amazing the way you say that. Like, you know, you're helping people there with health and fitness for them to have a better and healthier life. But when you were doing that in Berlin, it essentially made you into a worse position.
Exactly.
Like, when you're actually helping people, so you kind of learn from it at the start. And you hear that an awful lot of people in the fitness industry as well. They do start out and they're like doing loads and loads and loads of hours. And it's trying to find that kind of balance act, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but that's it. Because even like starting doing PT here is obviously most of my clients, either they come from a corporate background or a different type of background, but background is always 9-to-5. So try also like to see them doing something before work.
Yeah.
And then just something for a day or two. It just kind of like gives me a bit of a happy feeling to know that, okay, well, there are actually people who next to the workplace, they're still able to invest a little bit for themselves.
Yeah, of course.
So like for me, like I prioritize now PTs in the morning. Why? Because the first thing you should do when you wake up is not
train.
Thinking about working for somebody else.
Yeah,
working
train.
On yourself.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do, if you do a PT in the morning, you wake up, you're tired, you at least know the first thing I did was thinking about myself.
Yeah.
Because again, you can only work for someone for how long? And the thing is like, it doesn't feel as grateful when you start doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah, so that's why I feel like that was also my issue in Germany, that I was putting everything like just before me. So
yeah.
Like, again, waking up just for the grind, not really thinking about myself and just focusing on, okay, how can I make money? And then again, making money not for myself, for other people.
Mm.
So.
And how are you doing that for yourself before you start with a client in the morning? So let's say you're saying with the client in the morning, they're coming in working on themselves. What do you do before that?
So that's a very good question because, yeah, again, I'm one of those people. I love to preach. Do I do what I say? Nah. Do I do as I preach? No.
It's the same as most people do.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's... So the thing that I do in the morning, the first thing that I do, I meditate a lot.
Okay.
So I do a lot of self-talk. I do a lot of manifesting. I do a lot of positive talking.
Okay.
So the first things that I do, I am grateful for waking up.
Okay.
Grateful for people around me. Grateful for my dog. Like, simple as that.
Yeah.
And wake up and try to set the intention for the rest of the day. Because in my head, I'm like, if I started the day by saying, okay, thank God for waking up, today's going to be a good day, I know it's going to be a good day.
Mm.
So it means everything that's going to come in, it's okay, because it's still a good day.
Yeah, of course.
In comparison to what could have happened.
Yeah, so yeah.
Like, again, the first 30 minutes for me, like, waking up at 3 or 4, it's really just like, okay, even though I'm like, sleepy and tired, still, like, look out of the window, see where you are right now, see where you were, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Like, you're doing great.
Mm.
So, like, be grateful for it. Like, be happy about
mm.
it. And I think that kind of helps me a lot. Do I still feel sleepy? Am I moody sometimes? Of course.
For sure, yeah.
I'm human as well.
Yeah, but no, absolutely.
Again, it's just more about the bigger picture, understanding that whatever you can, the things you can control starts here.
Okay. And
once you start understanding this part, everything else is just conditional.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Like, good day, bad day, good weather, bad weather, you can't control that.
Mm.
But the way you perceive it, that's what you can
control. Yeah, so you're setting your day up right for success by thinking of the positive things, or even the simple things that you said, like simple things like your dog, or
exactly.
Grateful for waking up. And like, is there certain days then, or sorry, is there ever a time where, let's say, you don't do it and then you can feel the difference?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like something, I missed something. And the thing is, like, sometimes I'm also a bit too hard on myself, because then I feel like, oh shit, I should have done this, I should have done that. And then I somehow, in this small moment, I live in regrets, which I told myself I don't want to do anymore.
Mm, okay.
But things are happening for reasons, and you can't just always, you can't turn time back.
Mm, right? For sure, so, yeah.
Like, if you do something, if you mess up, just keep on doing it.
Mm.
Because again, you learn from it. If I didn't do it today, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to do it if I didn't do it tomorrow, I can do it the day after.
Mm.
It's not really about being perfect every day, but being consistently in the things that you do.
Mm.
So for me, like, out of 7 days, 5 times, I told myself it's going to be a good day. It was a good week.
Mm.
You know, the step I was. So it is like more about thinking about the positives that come from it, rather than the negative about, and thinking about, okay, shit, I didn't do this. I should have.
Yeah, you see that even with, like, you know, I suppose you could kind of flip that even into like, people's training and eating. Let's say you didn't eat well that day,
yeah.
And then they're going to try and make the big change the next day, and it's like, no, forget about what happened yesterday, just start back tomorrow, get it right the next day. You don't have to make any like drastic changes and stuff like that. It's always interesting to see, like, you've obviously very strong thought presses in the morning that's setting you up for the day.
Yeah.
How did you actually even get into that? Was there like a certain, like, I know obviously you said, let's say you burnt out slightly in Berlin, and then you came to Ireland, you realized that you want to like do a little bit of work between, let's say, the IT job and then fitness, but like, Where did you look to anywhere in particular to find out about meditation, manifestation, self-thoughts?
I think it's a person. Like, I was watching videos, because even during the stage, like, when I burned out and everything, I was trying to, like, distract myself with other things.
Okay.
Not good things. And just for the quick pleasure.
Okay.
Trying to escape reality, those type of things.
Yeah, of course.
And again, I was lost. Like, I can say it, like, I was lost, because again, I was trying to look for purpose. I thought that sport and fitness is my purpose, but then somehow, how can somebody that I lost so much take so much from me?
Yeah, okay.
So like, understanding this part was like a hard process. And then I was looking for something. And somehow I realized that I'm not looking for something, I'm looking for someone.
Okay.
So I found, maybe you know him, Jay Shetty.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I just, like, he was talking about purpose over and over again, and the way he was talking about things, the way he was talking about the way he see things, kind of like just connected with me.
Mm.
And I felt like, okay, hold on, let me try this actually. Let me try to like see things in a different way. Let me try to approach things in a different way. And from there, it was just like kind of like a step-by-step process.
Mm.
Like, really understand, like, really with small positive affirmations, like talking positive about myself, not trying to be perfectionist about myself and all and all. Because again, this is, as a PT, that's what you preach to your clients. Like, don't be too aesthetic. Like, don't focus too much on your aesthetics. Focus about your well-being.
Mm.
Of course, if you have a wedding coming up, you want to look lean and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But then again, think still about the long goal. Like, the long shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
yeah, yeah.
Trying to, like, really think about the bigger picture. So, for me, it was just, like, to go back to your questions. Like, it was, like, that specific guy that I feel like, okay, help me. Understanding that, okay, life is so much bigger than just that moment.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I think, again, once you feel a bit of purpose, you feel a bit more like, I feel like the moment I felt like I am doing things without purpose, I think that's where I felt lost. The moment I found my purpose again, and that was to serve, that's where I felt like, okay, it actually, like, the way I feel, it's okay. Because again, I can go out there tomorrow again, and I can make somebody else feel good.
Yeah, of course,
that somehow helps me then again, because I know that this is why I'm here, you know, this type of way.
So you get a good feeling out of obviously helping people reach their goals as well. And it's like you say that as well, like, you know, it's not about, I suppose, how you look as well, because like people can look good on the outside, but on the inside, they're actually not healthy or mentally not feeling that well, like you might have went through it yourself. So it's like, it's interesting to see that as well. People sometimes get caught up on, you know, getting shredded, looking good and stuff like that. Whereas in like, are they actually, let's say, eating the right food, sleeping enough, training correctly, taking rest days and stuff like that. So it probably goes to like, I suppose we probably skip there a little bit, but I know, let's say, currently at the moment, what's your, let's say, current role, let's say, both professionally and I suppose within the gym?
So when you say my role,
let's say, so you're, let's say, you're coaching Perpetua. What else do you work at as well?
So I work in Salesforce.
Brilliant.
Yes, exactly. So it's more like it's an AI company and corporate. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And so that's like my typical 9 to 5. That's where I spend, crazy it sounds, most of my day.
Yeah.
That's where I spend most of the day. And yeah, but what I'm trying to do, which is funny, and again, sometimes it comes back. It's like I'm trying to do both things with the same effort and trying to expect the same results.
Yeah, okay.
And it doesn't always work.
Yeah, of course.
Because
yeah.
Again, it's like you're trying to give 100% here and then 100% here, but then again, you have a social life and then you want to train, right?
And yeah, you know, well, friends.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, you're not Superman.
Yeah, of course.
I would love to believe that I am that guy, but it's like, no, like, you know, and you're going to get humbled in, like, in certain situations. Like, again, could be tiredness, it could be, you could just skip a meal or you can just sleep even less because you're trying to fit in another session or maybe you want to get another deadline. And it's like, wait, hold on, like, it's not always worth it. So it's like, again, it's not something where I'm like, I would recommend it to everyone.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And again, will I stop tomorrow? No.
No, we're still working towards it.
Yeah, because again, I feel like there is something waiting for me. Because again, I feel like I'm getting more and more into like a direction. I feel like, wow, it makes sense.
Okay.
Things are coming, just things, like the puzzle is puzzling.
Yeah, okay.
Makes sense. Yeah, so, like things are just making more and more sense now.
Amazing.
But then
yeah.
Again, I'm trying to detach myself more and more from things that don't push that purpose.
Yeah, not like they're not involved, they're not connected to the purpose. Yeah. Yeah, and you can get fall into that. Like I was even speaking to the guys yesterday in one of the other meetings we had there, and we were like, what's your goal for the next week? And I'm like, if you're daily not working towards that goal, then what are you actually doing if you're not working towards it? So like, yeah, same thing as your purpose. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? And like, let's say for your daily, like give me a rough guideline of your day. People probably want to understand
it. So let's say we wake up at 4, walk the dog, go up to the beach, which is amazing because it's just quiet.
It's a gorgeous beach. Yeah, I live close as well. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, walk the dog. Have that moment just again to just chill, reflect and all. Come back home. I don't have breakfast.
Okay.
That's one of the things. I skip my breakfast most of the time. Try and do a bit of fasting there. Go over to the first gym. Have my PT usually at 6.
Okay.
Start my day there till 7. Check a few emails, just check how things are going, plans for the day, go to the office, have a coffee there, my first coffee, didn't eat it yet, trying to have my meal, first meal, like first meal around 10, 11.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's still okay, like it's just, but again, it's like...
Sorry, it's not too, like, as in it's not too late in the day. A lot of people think sometimes that when they're fasting that it's going to take ages.
Yeah, no, it's like, for me, it's like, even like I'm just saying fasting because I'm not eating, but probably I'm not even fasting. Like it's
yeah, well, it depends when you let the
last meal. Exactly, yeah. So, and then again, it's not me every day. It's just like on a ideally day. So,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
And yeah, from the office then, I go back to the gym, either do a CrossFit class, do my own training, sometimes even both together. And then it goes to the point again, trying to fit everything in one day. But then again, it's like towards the end of the day, I go back home because again, I still have somebody waiting for me.
Yeah.
Bring up for a walk and yeah, that's my day then.
Yeah, it's a jam-packed day. But I suppose, yeah, as I said, it starts off with, I suppose, setting your day off right, going through your meditation, what's the focus for the day, then you actually go in and help people, okay? Then you go into your corporate job, and then you come back, then look after yourself, and then go back, look after the people that you actually are, the purpose that you're working towards every day. So it's quite a structured day. I'm sure a lot of people actually aren't even like that. But when you're listening to these things, it sounds like, I suppose it probably does sound quite simple, but it probably takes a lot of effort and consistency in someone being like disciplined to follow that all the time. But then, as you said, you got to have a social life as well and be with your friends and your family and stuff like that, which is like super important. You were touching there slightly on the corporate job, because I think it's interesting. We obviously have a lot of listeners and members that would be in corporate jobs. Like, they would be like a good percentage of our membership base. Do you have like, how do you think like that people from the corporate job should implement like a fitness or health and well-being into their lifestyle? Like, as you said, they should do it in the morning or do it in the evening. Like, you probably work with a couple of corporate clients at the moment with PT. What's the main recommendations you'd have for them?
So I would say, first thing for sure, train.
Train,
100%. Yeah. Like, if you can sign up to a gym, and again, they work somehow, give you that type of benefit, corporate, do it.
Yeah.
Because again, that's the best thing you can do. Morning class, again, not everybody's an early raiser. But then again, evening classes are available.
Mm-hmm.
Evening classes usually fit perfectly into the schedule of a 9-to-5 person.
Of course, yeah.
So like, it's like if you finish your work by 5, go to the gym. Like, you have classes from 5 to 7. So, and then again, you have the option, again, if you kind of like trying to stick to your protein whatsoever goes, you have the option to get it here as well.
Yeah.
So it is like one of those things where I'm like, okay, if you can't make it before the office, do it afterwards.
Mm.
Can you do lunchtime? Would I recommend lunchtime? Difficult, because usually you have meetings.
Short time, yeah, short time.
And then you're in the rush and you're trying to shower and all. But then again, if you do the morning class, you might even bump into one or two colleagues. Make get 2 or 3 more. Make a plan out of it. Okay, let's say Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. You know what? Let's just go to the gym. Let's do one class together, shower, have a coffee, and then start the day together.
Okay.
Then again, most of the people even who start corporate that I witness as well are from different countries. So they don't even live in Dublin for long enough. They're looking for the community and all in all. And then that's, again, one of those things. Gyms, best thing you can do.
For sure, yeah.
Get those people and tell them, okay, guys, let's meet up. 2-3 people. Just let's do a class together. After, let's get a shake. Let's just chat for a minute and then go back to work.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, like, again, I would definitely say,
it's a big difference on their day.
100%.
You forget, like, I think I like as well, I try to remind the coaches all the time, like, you don't understand the impact that 45 or 60 minutes that you're giving that person or that member, that client, and it changes their day. Like, let's say in the morning, it sets up their day.
Yeah.
If it's the lunch class, it breaks up their day from the work thing. If it's after class, or sorry, if it's after work, it's the one thing they're looking forward to. And they're meeting people differently from, like, you know, different countries, different jobs. And it gives them an opportunity because, as you said, what did you say there? Like, you said, you're in Salesforce, you're there most of your week, you're actually 9-to-5 in there all the time. So you're seeing the same people all the time. So it's nice to kind of switch it up, isn't it?
Mm.
And meet different people. It gives you a different perspective as well when you listen to different, I suppose, people's stories and everything.
It does, yeah. And then again, it is just like, as you said, like, you want to start the day right. Then again, as coaches here, you realize more and more how much people come into, like, with, obviously they come in with a grumpy face, had a bad day, didn't reach the target, those type of things. And then again, you actually have to change this person's life for like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, again, that goes back to the point, it's like, you have so much impact on people and you don't know it sometimes. And it, again, it's such a positive impact. So like, it is something you shouldn't take light-handed.
For granted,
something, yes, 100%. And then again, it's just like, again, also from the corporate people, trying to take advantage of those people, because that's what we are here for.
Of course.
We want to make you guys forget about the target, the meetings and all, just for those type of, just for the time being here.
Yeah, yeah.
We want you to feel like, oh, you can see your friend again, you see your colleague again. You don't have to talk about work. You don't have to think about work. Sweat, struggle in a different way. No, it's not about which role you're in. No, it's not about if you over someone or under someone. No, now it's just about putting the effort.
Yeah, same as everyone. Yeah, essentially.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you see that, like you were saying there, people coming in grumpy. It's a good one, like, you know, or not even grumpy, you just see people, let's say after work, they're so zoned out after a busy day, and then you see them do their 60 minute class and they're like a different person then after they're in, but they've got energized, they're completely forgot about work, and they've obviously got a good session, and so it like makes such a big difference on their day. I suppose the big thing about you can kind of see it here, a lot of it here is about discipline for yourself. And I know I've asked you, like, what did you kind of look towards and towards Jay Shetty? And, like, how long do you feel it took before you, like, started implementing all these things that you actually were, right? This is a set routine for me all the time.
It's a very good question. Let me answer it this way. There was no timing. It was more a transition.
Okay.
So the transition made me realize that it's worked. Something's working. Something is going better than it was before.
Yeah.
And that was where I realized I don't have to start something completely new. I just have to keep on doing it.
Okay.
And so those little things became more and more and more. Mm. Like out of 5 minutes meditation, gratification became 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And just started to be bigger, bigger and bigger. And I started to do more things. People who started to talk negatively, somehow I just blended them out. Like I didn't talk to them.
Brilliant.
But not because I made a decision. No, I just didn't want it to somehow. And I feel like just because I did those things step by step, every day, I didn't feel an impact. Mm. I just felt the transition of feeling better. And I think that's why I felt good, because it wasn't like a snap. Because again, I'm coming from background where I was trying to look for the escape.
Mm.
And that just happened quick. So again, just for the quick escape, getting something in, bam, you're on.
Yeah.
And again, you back again after like 2 hours or so.
Yeah.
And again, this one is like, it's a transition. So you feel like every day you feel better, better and better. And it's like, you start, you don't even think about getting better. You just do more. You just, your people telling you, oh, you look better. You look like more relieved now. You look like you're well rested whatsoever. And then it's like, that's where you realize, oh, wow. Something changed.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I can put it the best, because again, there was no time where I said things has to be changed. It was just a moment where I started to do things differently, and this is somehow what helped me kind of understanding, okay, day by day, I got better and better. And again, I think it was more from other people telling me things, where when I realized, okay, things are actually changing or moving in the right direction.
Yeah, okay.
Because if it would be for me, I would just go on day by day, feeling better and just not feel as bad anymore. And then again, I would be happy with that.
Yeah, of course.
But the fact that people tell me more and more about this and ask me, what did you do? What are you doing? What's the thought process? And me sharing them and they're implementing it to their lives. And then somehow they're getting better. That's what shows me that, oh, wow, what I've done wasn't just something small. That was something huge.
Huge impact, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I just didn't feel it because it was a day by day practice. And
yeah. Sit back and reflect.
Yeah.
So like, let's say we've kind of heard, I know a little bit about your short-term goals in terms of like, you just like, I suppose, finding the purpose long-term.
Yes. That's the big, the scary and the good question though, because the long-term wise, I see myself going more and more into mental talkings.
Brilliant.
I want to talk and understand more about the mental, just about the mindset.
Mm.
Because sometimes, like for me, it's like I believe in mental health, but I also believe that you are in control in what you put into your head and what you put out of your head. So I want to be bigger and I want to move more in a direction where I can actually help people changing their thoughts, like thought process.
Yeah, okay.
I want to be, because I feel like if you think in a very toxic way, it can affect your whole health.
Mm.
Like I believe if you think positively, you can change your whole health.
Yeah, of course.
And I feel like, that's why I see myself moving more and more. And then again, I feel like with the things that I'm doing right now, it's like I get to have conversations with people, talk with people, and getting more and more of an idea of like, okay, wow, like I actually really want to be able to have that stage where I can actually talk to people, understand people, and actually really trying to tell them, hey, you're not alone.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
Hmm.
And there's a way for you to step away from it.
Mm.
The only way, obviously, like, you just have to make the decision to do so.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So I see myself in this type of coaching.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And because I know the coaching aspect of like, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Yeah. Well, it's very different. Like, yeah, you said, like, I suppose you're taking the holistic approach, the full circle approach, because you have experience in both, don't you?
Yeah.
And like, I suppose as well, you've like went down the road yourself where you went into burnout, you weren't thinking right, you weren't saying the right things to your head, and then you've understood from like, saying positive things,
yeah.
Even with a session, you know yourself, like when you're even clients, I suppose you probably hear clients belt sometimes by speaking negatively before they even come in, they're tired or yeah, whatever. Exactly. It does really kind of set up for the session. Okay. Well, yeah, I think like that was a lot, I suppose, to be honest, to take in. And it's obviously very interesting to see part. I think we're obviously going to definitely have a follow-up conversation here, because I think people are going to have a few questions after this one and see exactly how they build that into it as well. One final question I have before we go, just about, because like people are probably going to hear this and they're going to say he's doing a lot. Did you ever come to a stage where you felt you had built too much into your routine, like too many things, like in terms of meditation had to be so long, the gratitude had to be this, and then you felt as if I'd slightly pull back on certain days, or you just pull it back altogether so that you could just I suppose, focus on what was right. Because, you know, sometimes you can get into a point where you're like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. It's like people on a diet or something like that. I'm going to change so many things. Did you find that yourself, that you had to pull back slightly? Or you just, I know you slowly, gradually built into what you are now, but did you ever find a part where you had to slightly pull back?
Yes. And again, and the thing is about, we are all humans, right? And we all sometimes we look for that high.
Yeah.
And when we're at the high, we want to stay there for as long as we can. And the thing is, like, what I also, like, learned about myself, when I feel good, I want to feel good forever. Like, I want to just stay there. But then it takes a lot to be like, okay, feeling good means you're going to feel bad as well. So why not just take things the way they are instead of judging them? So when it comes to me hitting moments, because I hit them over and over again, because it is a lot. And again, I wish I would be Superman, but I'm not.
Not yet.
And you know, not yet anyways, exactly. The thing is breaks.
Okay.
So breaks is something where I feel like I put more and more effort into it. Take my time off social media. Take my time off people.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing myself to be by myself.
Okay.
And I feel like over time, being by yourself, it kind of got, like, people talk very bad about being by yourself. Because the moment you tell yourself, oh, you just want to be by yourself, they're like, oh, is everything okay?
Yeah.
It's like, no, like, I'm actually good. Like, I just like being by myself.
Mm.
And I'm not trying to say because you annoy me. No, it's not about you right now. It's about me.
Mm.
And it's just about me taking the time to be by myself.
Mm.
So having those meditations and all, I don't try to strap back from those. Because, again, these are the moments where I'm, like, by myself, talking to myself. It's more about the moments. Let's say when it comes to work, these are the moments, because again, what takes for me, that's where I need to take the break from.
And yeah, of course.
Gives me. And I feel like the things that give me are the moments where I can recharge.
Yeah, you can really do it again.
Yes. And then things where I recharge are like usually things that I do by myself.
Mm.
Going just on the beach, going for a walk, whatsoever. And these are things that recharge me. And again, am I doing it all the time? No.
Wish you were not perfect.
You're
doing a lot more than most though.
Yeah, like... Well, probably, yeah.
For sure. And I think it's good for, like, people to listen as well, to look up to it, because, like, we all need someone to look up to at some stage and see what they're doing. And I suppose, I'm sure you'd be open to anyone having a conversation with you if they seen you in the gym, to kind of see how they could probably implement it into their lives and stuff like that. So, listen, Lou, thanks so much for sharing that. It's actually really interesting even for me to think about it, to be honest, because I know myself that I get up in the morning, the first thing I'm doing is getting on that bike and I'm just cycling into work, and all I'm thinking about is work. Now, in fairness, I do train straight away. A lot of the guys slag me and say, don't talk to one for the first hour and work, which is probably fair, but no, it's really interesting. Thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your thoughts. I think it's good points for people to take on. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this latest episode of the Perpetua podcast. We'll be back again soon. And thanks, Lou, for joining.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.